This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers are out with their latest album, Paper Castle. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia says the band is a staple of live music in Michigan. She spoke with vocalist Joe Hertler about why the band quit their day jobs to make music full-time, plus his obsession with rainbows.
The rainbow goes deep. I think like the rainbow's something in the distance, but ultimately you can never get it.
When I am lost amidst my passion, it seems the dreams are endless. Someday I'll be brought back to the start.
You know, you achieve one goal, feel good for a little bit, but then it's just like the next thing. I think it's sort of a reminder to appreciate the grand mosaic of all things. Appreciate where you're at and to just behold the environment that you're in and keep moving forward through it. And, what worth is sunshine without the rain?
Passing by through this place, always changing, but today there's only me and you. And I'm just passing through.
The record is titled Paper Castle, and I think I'm always kind of playing with themes of impermanence. I probably romanticize impermanence just in general a bit too much in my songwriting, but the title is an allusion to almost like nothing is totally sacred. Nothing is entirely ours for the keeping, that life is a gift and it's ultimately not ours to keep, and that the brevity of life is ultimately what gives it its value.
So 2 years ago, you were here when your album Pluto came out, and that release led you guys into a year of nearly constant touring, 150 plus shows. Was there like a standout moment for you guys during that time?
So the first support tour that we went on was with a band called Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. And they're like a staple in the jam scene right now and have been around for, almost 12 years. And it's really like taken stride in the last couple of years. But I met their guitar player, Electric Forest, at like a super jam probably like 2 years ago, and just became buds. And they took us on our first like real support tour that got everything started. And there was a particular moment on the last show of that tour. And I was just watching, we had played our set and it went well, and I was watching them, and it was just like, a month had gone by, become close friends with these guys and share a lot of experiences together. They were just super welcoming to us. And I think I was just, there was a moment of being like really excited about the next step in our own career and just grateful that we got to enjoy this. And it would go on to, basically be the catalyst for us getting booked on a bunch of other stuff. And they've just introduced us to so many people. And it's weird to think, like, without that tour, like, I don't know if we'd be a band. I think we would, but, like, we definitely wouldn't be in the position that we are now. And really grateful to them and their team just for giving us that opportunity. It's really been essential in our moving forward with all of this.
I said no.
Okay, so you ditched your day jobs and took this project full-time, and I should say the band includes guitarist Ryan Hodger, multi-instrumentalist Micah Bracken, saxophonist Aaron Stinson, and Ryan McMahon on drums. What has that been like for you guys?
It's really exciting. We've been doing this like 7 years now. We quit our jobs and went at it once before, and we really weren't ready at the time. Jumped off the diving board into a mostly empty swimming pool. And it was a little spooky. It was scary. And I think right now I feel thankful that like we've been able to persist this long. And I don't think we've ever compromised the art that we're making. It's always been, at least, what I can say it for the whole band. I genuinely think this is like the music we want to be making. And we're proud of what we're making. And I'm really grateful that we finally can really focus on it, not just in like the touring standpoint, but it's so nice to be able to just like come home and work on tunes. I have a really cozy little studio in Lansing where I can just kind of sit for like 16 hours a day and mess around, make tunes. For whatever reason, I I'm still inspired. You know, spend a lot of time searching for songs, and there's ways to do that, mainly with like reading and traveling and just kind of absorbing those experiences and the emotions that come with them. But I'm also grateful that, you know, I keep getting to connect with the world and state how I feel through songwriting.
Under lengthening light, inside the breath of May, we're a found new cradled in petals, the colors cast to a windy day. And I was overjoyed by the throes of life, a pulsing, undulating essence. It pushes me under.
So I know you have a great following throughout Michigan. You play tons of music festivals. But what's your experience on tour? What kind of response are you getting from the national scene?
Yeah, Michigan will always be number one in numbers. If that ever changes, I'd be really surprised. But it's really cool to just see. It's a great feeling to just feel like you're moving forward and to see this kind of steady growth that we have. I'm really grateful for it. And obviously, you know, numbers can be kind of stressful at times. Like, it's something that just sucks to focus on too much. But at the end of the day, like, more and more people are coming. We've put in a lot of work doing support shows, opening for bigger bands over this, especially the last year. That was our goal for last year, was to like open for bands. And, you know, we got those opportunities, and I think we did our best. And I believe very much that it's going to pay off in this coming year.
Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers are on the music festival circuit this summer. Check out their tour dates at joehertler.com.